Who is it that truly makes you happy? Or what is it that you find yourself going to for your sense of purpose and meaning? Where do you run to feel good, to find your value? Or in other words, who or what is it that makes you feel like you're enough? I know this sounds a little archaic, but the people of Israel, right before our Old Testament reading today, they went to metal images. They made these metal images, and they thought by going to these metal images, they would find their sense of value, their worth, their happiness, that the metal images would make them feel like they were enough. So God sends Isaiah, and he says, you're all under a delusion. These metal images, they're nothing. He says, your metal images are empty wind. They're less than nothing. I don't even really know what that means, but it's bad. Less than nothing, your metal images are. But the people, they were convinced otherwise. They were under the delusion. They thought that these metal images were everything. That they could find their sense of value and worth, that these metal images made them feel happy and worthy and gave their lives meaning, that they were enough. Which is why Isaiah comes in chapter 41, right before our Old Testament reading, and says, behold, you're all under a delusion. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, and whom my soul delights. I've put my spirit upon him. And he will bring forth justice to the nations, and he will faithfully bring forth justice. And that sky, when Jesus was baptized, was torn open. It burst open. The heavens were opened when he was baptized, when he stepped into the Jordan to be baptized by John, and the Spirit of God descended upon him like a dove. Behold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights, I've put my spirit upon him. And a divine proclamation, a word from God, this is my beloved son with whom I am well pleased. I am well pleased in my son. My soul delights in him. God was well pleased in Jesus. God delights in his son. Because he's the one who's going to bring light to the nations. He's for all people. Even wise men from the east will come and worship him. He's for those who are near and far off, the Jew and the Greek, the slave and the free, male and female. He's a light to all people. God delights in him because he's going to open the eyes of the blind. And he's going to bring out prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison of those who sit in darkness. The Lord delights in his son. In Jesus, God finds one who is worthy. We all want to be found worthy. We all desire for our value to be affirmed by others. We want to be enough. And so we seek affirmation. It's an endless pursuit. We seek ways that will make us feel valuable, that give our lives some sense of meaning and purpose and direction, ways that we would feel like we're enough. And so we run to seek this affirmation. But come on, metal images? No way. We're much more sophisticated than Israel. Well, this is 2017, after all. Although we do accumulate metal things, like the newest phone, flashiest car, or the best appliances in our house. If we have enough, then we feel like we'll be enough. But for most of us, we seek this affirmation in others. We run to others for our sense of worth. Perhaps that girl will give me worth. Perhaps that boy will give me worth. Then I'll feel like at least someone sees that I'm enough. Or what else is our constant checking of our social media accounts than a craving for more attention by others to see the value within us? I mean, the more likes we get, hey, the better we feel. Something with 10 or 15 likes, I mean, come on, we shouldn't even have posted it. But if we get over 100 likes, well, hey, then we're checking every 5 minutes to see what the number's up to. We like the attention. We crave the affirmation by others. But we don't just accumulate things, and we don't just run to others for affirmation. We also look within ourselves. I'm gonna show the world today that I am confident. I'm going to rise up and I'm going to overcome those days when we have an extra pep in our step. We're quick on our feet. We feel like we actually have value to the world. Those rare days when you look at yourself in the mirror and you actually like what you see. You have this self-confidence in yourself. We want to show the world that I have something of value to share with you. We look for value and worth in things and in others. And even in ourselves. What is it that you're well pleased in? That you run to? That your soul delights in again and again? That only if you had this, then you would delight. God delights in his Son. But where are you well pleased? You're well pleased when you're well liked by many. Your soul delights when you're praised by others. You're enough when you can finally look at yourself in the mirror and feel good about yourself. You're enough when you finally have the attention of the one you love. But that car, that computer screen, the phone, that boy, that mirror, they're metal images. They're nothing. You're under a delusion if you find your worth in those things. They're empty wind. They're less than nothing. They only last so long. They'll let you down. They're not the basis of your worth and value, even though the whole world and the devil would convince you otherwise. Behold my servant, in whom I uphold my chosen, in whom my soul delights. But on that day when he was crucified on that cross, though the skies were opened at the waters of his baptism, they were darkened and closed up on him when he shed his blood for you. And the spirit that once descended upon him in the form of a dove at the waters of his baptism, he gives it up in his last breath as he breathes his last on the cross. And there was no divine word, no divine proclamation that day. God was silent. He turned his back on the Son. And the only words you hear at the cross is Jesus crying out, my God, why have you forsaken me? But while we were seeking affirmation in others, while we were seeking affirmation in our own works and in ourselves, while we were still sinners at the right time, that's when Christ died for you. He died for you, the perfect sacrifice, to save you from your sins and your metal images, and to finally and faithfully bring forth justice to the nations. Your idols, they're nothing. Christ is everything. Your delusions, they're going to trip you up. They only satisfy you for so long. But Christ is the truth, and he satisfies the very desires of our hearts fully and faithfully, all by his grace. Your metal images, they're empty wind. But Christ isn't empty. He is full and complete, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega, the everlasting one. And he holds the very winds in his fists. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. And when he comes again, that sky is going to be cracked open again. The heavens will be torn apart. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down, the psalmist cries. They're going to be torn open, and the very Spirit of God, adorned in human flesh in Jesus, will descend upon the earth with the heavenly city. And a divine word will be spoken over you with the cry of command, the blast of a trumpet, the cry of an archangel, and the very voice of your God. Well done, good and faithful servant. I am well pleased with you. My soul delights in you. not because of your beauty, but because you're mine. Not because you're well-liked or not liked by others, but because you're mine. Not because you're confident in yourself or not confident in yourself, but because you are mine. God delights in you because he made you. He made you. He made you in his image, and he saved you in his son. And you believed in the one whom God has sent. Jesus, the Christ, who lived and died and rose again from the dead. And you've been baptized into him. And at the waters of your baptism into Christ, the heavens were opened and the Spirit came rushing upon you. And God said to you, I am well pleased with you because you are mine. It is who you are. Therefore, Christians, you find your worth and value in the Lord. Find it in him. In him you are made worthy. In him your life has value and meaning and purpose. In him you are enough. Amen.